Now we want to thank each of you who have come. And it's a joy really to have you here. Okay, we are, the objective this weekend is to see things from God's point of view. Okay, what God has passed on to us. The Apostle Paul says, commit thou to faithful men who are able to teach others also. What we are going to express is nothing new. Okay? Nothing new is true. Could you pass on, brother, to tell? Very good, very good. Nobody behind Shadi's parents. Young people. There are seats up here. And there's a lady named Rose. Always smells good. So come up front. Thank you very much. Now, what we are going to do this weekend, we are going to condense truths that men have really paid dearly for us to enjoy. Sometimes privilege, we don't know the privilege of which God has brought us into. Because privilege given sometimes is squandered. I had a friend. His parents were very wealthy. And his father was lost at sea. 8 of them just disappeared. His father had 3 homes. He had a big Hummer. And various cars. And all was left to the son. And you wouldn't believe how he squandered what was left for him. I was not brought up in a Christian home. Okay? I came amongst the assemblies as a young man. Tony Tate could remember when I came to the meeting in Brooklyn. And this path that God has given to us is so precious that at times we look at things from our point of view, but we want to look at things from God's point of view. So we are going to have a PowerPoint presentation, some slides, we'll go through them, and we are going what God's mind is for the assembly. Not what I think, not what you think, what others think, is what the scripture teaches we are going to set before you. So now, what we are going to set before you is from the scriptures, God's point of view. If any problems, you take it up with God. You tell God, listen, I have a little problem with this. You know, he will love to hear your voice. Now, what we have done, as Brother Sammy made mentioned, we have this barcode, okay? Any questions you have in relation to the subject that we are taking up, you can just scan it with your phone. You can use your phone in this meeting in a godly way. And the questions you ask are going to be on the computers in the back. Okay? There are brothers who are vetting these questions. We are only going to answer the questions that is in relation to the topic. Okay? Because, yes, there can be many questions asked, but we just want to deal with those in relation to Christ and the assembly. Likewise, we were thinking about having group discussions. But we says, no, we'll have an open discussion that all will hear the answers, all will know the questions that are asked, and all will be addressed according to the scriptures. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now, the thing is this, God is going to reveal to you the revelation of his heart for Christ and the assembly. Okay? We are going to see things from God's point of view, as we have made mentioned. We are going to see things what God had in his heart before the foundations of the world. And this need to grip me, that God is going to make known to me in time what he taught about in eternity past. Divine persons counseled. And as they have counseled, they are now put it in writing, the New Testament, that I may understand what God wants us to do now. A path has been set. And this path is so clear. Last night, I asked, now, what is this path? And I tell you, a brother came through with flying colors. Know what he said? This path is a person. It's Christ. No, it's not to follow a movement. It's not to follow, indeed, some creed. It's to follow Christ. So we want to commence. But again, we are going to say, keep this in mind. This is where we want to begin. God will not fail you. Ah, there it is. Thank you. Now, there is where we want to commence. We want to spend a little time here and explain this. Uh-oh. Keith, could you give me the first slide, please? Slide number one. Wow. Okay, stay right there. Right there. Okay, we are talking about the assembly. We are speaking now about the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are thinking about what God has done and God taught in eternity past. This is what we want to bring before you. Number one, indeed, it brings before us had to have a resurrected man in heaven to be the head of the church, the assembly. Now, I am going to run through these things quickly. Some of the scriptures I will not turn to, I will just quote them. Okay, that God in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 22 and 23, that God has put all things under the headship, under the authority of Christ. But he has given him to be the head of the body, the church, the fullness of him that fill it all in all. Now, God is saying to us, I want you to know that the head of the assembly is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? In Ephesians chapter 1, she is a complement to Christ. He is going to give character to the assembly. Okay? Ephesians chapter 1. He is the head of the assembly. And these are truths that is not new, but it's truths that we have to announce again and again. that he is the head. And if he is the head, Ephesians chapter 1 says, telling us we are the complement of Christ. It's like Adam and Eve. She is bones of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She is indeed a complement to the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives character to the assembly. In Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, it tells us he's the head of the body, the church, the beginning. No, the church never began in the Old Testament, as many have made mention and teaches around the place. The scripture tells us this assembly is something new, entirely new, coming out because of the finished work of Christ. So he tells us, as the head of the assembly, she is of new creation. All things are passed away. Thank you very much. Reminds me to put my phone on. Put your phone on. Vibrate. Take it off, please. Thank you very much. Yes. So in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18, it brings before us another line. Yes, he is head. But he is head in a new order of things. It's not the old order of things. The church began to be at Pentecost. And we are going to open that up. Okay? Then he tells us there in, it's not there, but in Ephesians chapter 5. Husbands, love your wife. As Christ loved the church. Give himself for her. He says that he is the head of the body, the church, the Savior. Okay? What that means, Christ loved the church. So let me put these three together. She is a complement. She is to give character to Christ, or see the character of Christ is to be seen in her. She is new. She is of the new creation. And also Christ loved the church. Now, we also want to make this known here. Oh boy. There she goes again. Slide one, please. Thank you. Okay, here it is. The Holy Spirit. Not only there must be a man in heaven, and you found that in John's Gospel, chapter 7, where the Lord Jesus at the last day cried and he says, "He that hath thirst, come and drink, and out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." This spoke he of the Spirit of God, which he shall give unto them that believe. But he was not yet given because Christ was not yet glorified. So the Spirit of God came on the day of Pentecost and he baptized these individual believers into one body and linked them to the head in heaven. This took place once and for all. Okay? And this is telling us what he has done. It tells us in John Gospel chapter 14 and verse 7 that he shall come and he shall be with you and he shall be in you and he shall abide with you forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16. It also tells us, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Holy Spirit?" Likewise, chapter 12 and verse 13, all of us has been baptized by one Spirit into the body of Christ. All of us are members one of another, and we are this bride of Christ. It's amazing. You know how much weddings I've performed? I was not part of the bride. I just officiated over the wedding. But with this, the dignity and the privilege of which we have been brought into to be part of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And when you read Revelation and it tells us, indeed, Now he says, rejoice and be glad, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted, you know, these things, fine linen, which is clean and white, which is the righteousnesses of the saints. The dignity, I'm telling you, of the place into which we have been brought is, have not gripped many Christians. I'm a bride. You ever see a bride who wept? Or come to the, to going to get married and say, oh, sorry, I'm getting married. No, I've never been to a funeral. Oh, sorry. I've never been to a wedding like that, where the bride is crying, I'm sorry to be here. No, did she look forward to it? And we are looking forward to that day when we shall be united to Christ. What a blessing that is. But what God has done, he has done. It began, this wonderful thing began at in the book of Acts chapter 2. We don't want to go through it, but it tells us the Lord added to the assembly. And it tells us they were of one accord in Acts chapter 4 and verse 32. So the church, the assembly, was a hidden mystery. It was not something known. It was something kept secret in the heart of God. And now God says, I'm going to make it known to you indeed that what I had in my heart, I am going to secure a bride for my son. Now, we are brothers and sisters in here. But listen, the brothers too are part of the bride. Okay? Brothers and sisters together forms the assembly, the bride of Christ. And God, way back in eternity, decided, I'm going to have a bride for my son. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, it tells us, indeed, God, indeed, as it were, called us unto the marriage of his son. Some say, I'm feeling coming. Made excuses. And the man came in with a not having on a wedding garment. What do you think happened to him? Well, he was cast out. But the thought is the desire of the king for his son and calling us to this wonderful marriage supper, to the wedding of his son. So when you find here in Romans chapter 16, it explains these things were hid in the Old Testament. These things were hidden in the counsels of God. This mystery, this secret. And it tells us in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. Read it. You have the book. We have a little book. So we could go through these things very quickly. In Ephesians, it tells us that the Apostle Paul says, this mystery that was hidden in other ages is now made known to us by the Holy Spirit given to him. How that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of the same promises. No, indeed, we are not from earth. Sounds strange. I was born in Trinidad. Where you were born? Pennsylvania. And where you were born? Barbados. Where you were born? New York. Montreal. That is true physically speaking, eh? But you were born from above. It's a work of God. And it's a privilege to be part of the body of Christ. Now, we want to run through this quickly. Next slide, please. Thank you very much. Okay. We want to stress on this. Okay. Most people says, you know, church means a Baptist, Lutheran, very all kind of denominations. They think of a building as the church. It's not the Bible. In the Bible, the word church or assembly always speaks of saved people, either save people of this age of the local gathering in the local community. And this is what we want to dwell on. The Greek word ecclesia means called out. Now, this is simple, but it's deep. to think God will secure you and God will call you to be part of the bride of Christ, the assembly. This is profound. And probably we need a conference on it to speak on the foreknowledge of God or election. That God, look at how much people in this world. And think about yourself, that God has secured you. Called you out. Call you out of what? Call you out from where? Call you out of the world to be a part of the church of God. A part of the assembly. Now, if you are not saved, this is not your calling. This is strictly indeed those who have come out, leave the world. And we had in Virginia, where it was, the children of Israel came out of Egypt, went through the Red Sea, and went on the other side. They left the domain of Egypt. They left the hard taskmaster Pharaoh. They left all the toil. There was liberation. And they came out in victory. God has called us out. And called us out to a position where we would be part of the body of Christ. Isn't that grand? Say amen. Yeah? I'm so glad. I'm a part of the family of God. I tell you, it's a blessing. I am part of the bride. You are part of that council that God had way back in eternity past. So the path, this is all God's country. All God's country. I often think when I'm flying over the Atlantic or going over or all over this place, somebody now open the plane door and decide to jump out without a parachute. You know what will happen? Down he's going. Because we must abide with the law of physics. Well, God says, this is my physics. I am showing you things from my point of view. I'm showing you, indeed, this assembly. And I'm telling you, I've called you out to be part of it, not the building, because in certain places, you could buy a brick and they put your name, you know, 2,000, you get a brick, a big brick, a smaller brick, you get $100. Indeed, and it says, you are part of the church. That's not true. Indeed, you have to be born again. You have to know Christ as your Savior. So now you are called out. Next slide. Now, this is another thing. People will ask you, where do you go to church? They never ask you that. Where do you go to church? Well, I go to the Brethren Church. Or someone asks you, I want to call no church name, okay? So I'll spare you from that. So here it is. We are brethren. Yes, we are. We are not Big B. In other words, it's not, you know, we know everything. You know, we did. We have arrived. Okay, Big B. We are not Plymouth Brethren. Okay, you always ask, people ask you, oh, you the Plymouth Brethren. Nonsense. Okay? All right? And I will not go down that street because we need to stay on biblical lines. Okay? What is the difference? Okay? Terms like brethren, Christians, saints. Indeed, if someone says, what you are? I'm a saint. Now they laugh at you. What do you mean by that, Brother Brian? You are a saint. So you have to be wise how you answer people. Okay. Where? So when they ask me, where do you go? I says, well, you mean where I fellowship? Okay? That's the language. Where I fellowship. I fellowship with a group of brethren, you know, at such and such a place. You know, oh yeah. And they ask questions, you see. So then you hear terms like brethren, all these denominations. You know, it's unscriptural. Unscriptual. So when they ask you, where do you go? What will you say? what your answer be. There is a path. And this path must be clear. Because it's God who formed the church, the Spirit of God. The head of the church is Christ. And now God says there is a path for this body of Christ through this world. And the Spirit of God, the body, is for the manifestation of the Spirit of God. That's why he formed the body. None of us could be alone the person to reflect Christ. It needs all of us to reflect him. So now, the Spirit of God has formed the body, and now they're asking, what this body name? This body is a Baptist body. This body is a Methodist. This body is this. No, the body is the body of Christ. Amen? Body, the body of Christ. So now, this is a problem. It tells us here, time is gone. No, it says scripture never uses terms to divide Christians, okay? So now you find in 1 Corinthians, it was, some says, you know, I like Peter preaching. Peter is practical. And you hear this language amongst, even amongst us. That brother always get practical. Oh, Apollos. Apollos was an orator. Boy, he spoke. When he spoke, man, he may make your eyes tears, bring tears to your eyes, sweet. And Paul was deep, real deep and profound. Say, some says, I like Paul. I like Peter. Very practical. Some say, I like Apollos. Some says, I like Paul. Then some says, I like Christ. Is Christ divided? Listen, we are going to get to that. There are gifts to the body. There are gifts to the body. And now it is given for the edification and building up of the saints. It says, speaking a word for comfort, to exhortation, and to edification. The gifts are to build up the body. Every Christian is a member of the body of Christ. Let's keep that before us. So when people ask me, you know, and they try to put you in a mold, you know, which I never heard about that denomination yet. Never heard about the body of Christ? You never heard about Christians, believers? Oh, these things are so true. Next slide, quickly. 2 more minutes. No. Local churches or assembly are not independent. Okay? Despite much contrary practice, local assemblies, churches are simply local representatives of the one body of Christ. They are to have one teaching. Now, a local assembly supposed to reflect what the universal church should be. Okay? It should not be different. There are three things that should divide the saints, and you find them in the Gospel of John. I tell you, I say this, I'm saying it publicly. I'm going to stand for anyone who trying to break up the fellowship. There's three things. It tells us there was a division because of who he say he is. John's gospel, look for it. Then there was a division because of his work. And then there was a division because of what he said. There is three things. When people attack the person of Christ and the work of Christ and the word of Christ, I am going to stand with the word of God. Okay? We have to guard these things with what the scripture teaches us. The person of the Christ. Somebody come and tell you, Jesus in God. I cannot walk with him. Or if someone come and said to me, well, listen, it's not Jesus alone. Is Jesus and something else. That Jesus, death and burial and resurrection cannot do. We need to work to be saved. I have a problem with that. And then when it comes to the word of God, when I only says, well, I don't believe in the Old Testament. I only believe in the New Testament. I have a problem with that. But here, it is telling us one teaching. One teaching. So in Clark, in Roselle, in Brooklyn, in Mauer, in Pennsylvania, we are to demonstrate indeed what the scripture teaches. Follow the scriptures. Follow the person of the Christ. Likewise, it tells us one practice on main issues. Now, if you go various, I've traveled the world. And I tell you the brethren are colorful. When I mean not in skin. I'm talking about in practice. Okay? You go some places, all the sisters on one side. All the men on one side. You go some places, it's prayer. Everybody get up. There's some places, everybody sit down. Then after there's some places, it says, okay. No, those are not the practices we are talking about. Okay? We are talking about biblical things. Things that binds us together. So if I go to a certain place and everybody starts, I stand up. There's a certain place we go. You stand up for the whole meeting. I tell you, it is painful. Sometimes it's like this. Then you turn like this. Then you open it. But that's what they do. But when it comes to the teachings of Scripture, this is what binds us, brethren. So these practices, we leave them alone. But the thing that binds us, let's keep to the Scriptures. Likewise, one discipline. No, this is wrong. Let me explain this. This is independency. You know, this is a church here. This is Mawa. I'm not picking on no meeting. Eh? All right. This is Burlington. This is Brooklyn. This is Florida. So now, they are not connected to each other. But this is the right way. Because figures say, Christ, our gathering center. We have now, they are linked to Christ, but also linked to each other. So if a person is received here in Clark, he's received in Florida. He's received in Germany. He's received in Switzerland. He's received in the islands. So now, what happens? They might never saw me before. And what happens? Now, I go and visit a place. And now, here I have a letter from my assembly. And they write and says, receive him as becometh the Lord and allow him to remember the Lord with him because he's in happy fellowship with us. I went to Newcastle, England. And first time, took the train. I came off on the train stop. And I'm going to stop very shortly. I went on the train stop. And the train, I came off my suitcase. And I came off on the waiting. Everybody left. I'm on the platform by myself. But I see a lady up and down on the platform. After 20 minutes, got me. She came up to me and she says, you Brian Baptiste? I said, yes. The lady started to laugh. She said, brother, you know what they told me? You were 300 pounds. And 6 feet tall. She said, what happened? You lost weight? I says, I don't know where you get that information from. But I am Brian Baptiste. And I show him a passport. First time. We went home and we had a laugh. We had a wonderful laugh. The first time I met the lady in my life. That's the fellowship. to which we belong. You don't know the fellowship we have been brought into. And all you see is your meeting, and we look at the problems and don't know the sweetness of the wonderful fellowship into which we have been brought. I travel. I hardly sleep in a hotel. I sleep in the saint's home, the saint's bed, eat the saint's food, and I'm well taken care of. Likewise, that is the fellowship of the one body of Christ, of which we have been brought into. And people don't like it. Listen, we are not perfect. Don't believe I'm talking about perfection. What I'm speaking about, what scripture set before us, we should practice. So now I've eaten a lot of Egyptian food. Oh yeah, I know all the food that the Egyptians eat. I know all the food that the West Indians eat. I know the food that the Africans eat. And I try to maneuver myself to them. But one thing, when you get the Egyptian household, boy, ask God for prayer. Help me to get an appetite. They want to feed you till it. They think, what? Hey, Danny, you tried to fatten me up or something. But listen, this is what we have been brought into. There is diversity in the body, but one body. It's grand to be in the fellowship. Now, so if I am disciplined here, I am disciplined in all over. And now let me say this and sit down. Discipline, a house without discipline is a house in chaos. So God has set some things in his word that we may maintain this godly behavior that reflects the person of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So when you are received in one meeting, you are received worldwide. If you are disciplined in one meeting, likewise. You cannot leave Clark and say, well, you know, I ain't like them brothers down in Clark. You know, they're rough and tough and hard. And indeed, they ain't got no sense. But I tell you this. It is a challenge to maintain things for God. And it's for God what he has done. And he says, now I want you to maintain the features of Christ that the world may know you are my disciples. Now, any questions you have, we are going to take a break. If you have any questions, please send them back there. And we are going to have a break. Then after Brother John Ajami is going to pick up where we have left off. Amen? Now, we put a formula in here for people who like to sleep. We are not going to tell you what we did. But we have a formula. Tim is going to tell you about it in the kitchen. He put something in the food that will keep you awake. Not true. I'm just kidding. All right. Listen. But folks, keep things on God's level. Don't believe all we are saying is in its fullness. We are just giving you it in a nutshell. And may God help you to appreciate this place into which you have been brought. Let's close in prayer.